This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I'm Mrs. Bhavna Ansari. So kindly please bear with me and please excuse me humbly and peacefully. I have been born in a Jain society, living in a Hindu society, educated in a pure convent, and married a Muslim. I have married as per the Indian Marriage Act, and I'm staunchly, eagerly waiting to accept Islam as my wholehearted religion. But please, my brothers and sisters, what you preached, what you said about Islam, I'm very thankful to you for enlightening me. I am really reborn today, but what you preach and what you say and what is in Islam, excuse me, I don't find people practicing that wholeheartedly. They are not attracting me. Can you please give me a solution? Because when you speak of fundamentalism in Islam, it is positive. When you speak of intolerance, it's positive. But in practice, I don't find. So can you please guide me?
This has asked a very good question. First of all, I'd like to congratulate her, and I welcome her. And as she says, she's reborn. The right word in Islam is revert. Well, according to our beloved Prophet Muhammad, every child is born in Dhul al-Fitr, is born as a Muslim. Muslim means a person who submits his will to Almighty God. Every human being, initially, when he's born, he submits his will to Almighty God. Later on, the Prophet said that he's influenced by the parents, by the elders, by the teachers. Then he may become a fire worshipper, may go on the wrong track. So therefore, when a person comes back to the original faith, to Din al-Fitr, the right word is not convert, not reborn, it is revert. So, sister, I welcome you back to this faith of peace and submitting your will to Almighty God. As far as the question is concerned, that you have heard the lectures and you agree with the points, you have read about Islam, but your own objection is that Muslims, or most of the Muslims according to you, they are not following the teachings. What is the solution? Sister, I do agree with you. I do agree with you that many don't follow. But according to statistics, the religion which is the maximum followed, I'm not talking in numbers. If you count the heads, those who profess a religion, number one would be Christianity, somewhere close to 2 billion. Islam, 1.3 billion to 1.4 billion. But the percentage which practices and follows the religion, maximum is Islam, number one. Maximum. But yet, I do agree with you that in terms of numbers, because 1.3 billion followers, even if it be a small percentage, the numbers will run in millions of Muslims don't follow the religion. Therefore, sister, to understand Islam, don't look at Muslims, please. And I always say, to understand a religion, don't look at the followers of the religion, but look at the authentic sources. Please don't look at me. Don't look at the Muslims around you. And I gave you the example of the car and the driver. If you want to know how good the car is, and if a person who does not know how to drive sits behind the steering wheel and he has an accident, he bangs up the car, who will you blame, the car or the driver? You blame the driver. So please don't understand Islam by looking at the Muslims. That's the reason we are giving these lectures, for both Muslims and non-Muslims alike. Those Muslims who have shortcomings, we are trying to get them closer to the truth. Because they may be namesake Muslims, we are trying to make them practicing Muslim. At the same time, we are delivering the message of Islam to the non-Muslims also, so that you understand this religion. And though you were born in a Jain family, and you had non-Muslim around you, you're married to a Muslim, but today, maybe after hearing the lecture and after learning about Islam, you have come back to the faith. And as you said that previously, maybe only for the sake of name, you may have adopted the surname Ansari, but today you have come back to this true faith. And we congratulate you. And please, sister, if you want to look at a Muslim to understand Islam, the best example is the last and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. This book, the Quran, and the sayings of the Prophet have the solution for the problems of humanity. Don't look at the Muslims. Some Muslims may be close to Islam, some may be far away from Islam. So look at the main source. Understand it, follow it. Inshallah, you'll get peace in this world as well as hereafter.
Inshallah. Thank you.